say, you look like someone who enjoys a podcast of ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. Luckily, I happen to have one. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 488.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In all honesty, I was going to stop this episode halfway through, chat with you a little bit, and then continue on our merry way, but the flow said no. So I listened, and I just gave you 90 minutes nonstop here on Hypnagogue Podcast 488. Hey there, my name is John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. Glad that you are here with me. We wove our way in and out of the holding tanks and the library in this one. We started off with Carl Weingarten. This is just something that popped up in Shuffle. There's a lot of instances in this episode where the Shuffle said, play these things, and I went, okay. It even made a couple of decent segues. So yes, Carl Weingarten's Sandwave popped up as I was hanging out doing things, and I thought that's where we were going to start. And that is from the album This Is Where I Found You. After that, Joe Frawley with a very melodic piece. Joe created a lot of stuff that was very sound collage-ish, a lot of like chopped and edited and mixed elements, a lot of kind of music concrete kind of stuff thrown in there. I probably pronounced that wrong. And so sometimes when he would play something that was more of just like a straight, beautiful melody, it's kind of like, oh, that was surprising. Such is the case with Wrist Piece from his album Body Nocturnes. After that, off of a compilation of piano pieces that I received a while back called Winter Sketches Volume 1, I gave you Moab's Forest Light. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about a Hall of Fame artist name? Let me tell you who you listen to next. Off of their album A Moment of Yet, with the track To Listen, it was Normal Community High School Experimental Ensemble. Yep, very well deserved. Indeed, I agree. All the applause. I love that name. After that, I don't often do two tracks in a row from an artist here on the show, but let me tell you what happened. I put on the track Cold Light from Phobos off of the album Cydonia Plain. And as I was multitasking away up here in the office, it just kind of moved along into the last track off of that album, which is called Hope Fades Away. And I really liked them both, and I really wanted you to hear both of them, so I played them back to back. That's how the album ends. It goes from Cold Light to Hope Fades Away. After that, In Vitro off of Radio Spectrum Secrets, that was Personas en Exhibición. Then this was Wolfskin. This is a kind of a weird thing that happened to me. I had some Wolfskin albums for a very long time, or I thought I did, when I was looking in my library, and I was not seeing Wolfskin albums. So I plugged in my auxiliary, my external drive, where I keep my backups. And on my external drive, I have a couple other Wolfskin albums. I don't move things over there and then delete them off my main system. I don't know what happened. However, I was glad. The point is, I was glad to get their latest release, Ring of Spheres, and I gave you a track called Sulfur Ascendant. After that, it was Audio Mainline with Desert Climbs off of Elliferous. Then Christopher Alvarado and Thomas Park. Funky album called Heathead that they released a few years back. That was After Earth Generative Remix. Then it was Manitou off of their kind of love letter to the Motor City, the album Shadows of a Detroit Winter Sun. That was Reflections on the Ice at Waterworks Park. After that, B. Ashra took us into kind of Wump Thump territory with Open the Door off of Fluffy Spiral. One of them, after that, with Grace Bay off to Cithabo. New album from Gustavo De Noir came into my office not too long ago. It's called Echoes of the Cosmos. You know, I'm in that kind of mood. It's called
Echoes of the Cosmos.
Yeah. That track was Ringing Through the Silence. Beautiful album, by the way. I'm not making fun of the title. It's just something that I do, and no one's listening anyway. Beautiful, relaxing album. nice and deep. Check it out. And we closed off with Planet of the Arps, returning with Planet of the Arps 2. Should have called it Planet of the Arps 2 First Blood. I don't know why. And that track was Palomar Observatory. Put them all together. It's 14 tracks worth of goodness. It is Hypnagogue Podcast number 488. That's all you get this time around. I'll be back again soon with another episode. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.